life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today members of the Hastings Downtown Business Association, and we want to welcome to KDWA the president, Tasha Nelson, and also the vice president, Jen Fox. It's so great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in today. First of all, let's get a recap of your businesses so people know who we are talking to. Tasha, you go first. The Busted Nut, you're almost in your eight, right?
We'll be 21 years.
Wow.
I know, crazy.
It is, because restaurant years, we've decided, are like dog years, kind of, right?
Yes, yes, for sure.
Tell us about your business. What's new?
Well, patio season's coming to a close, unfortunately, as we get into the winter seasons, but we have a lot of fun activities going on downtown throughout the winter and fall. As far as business, you know, we just...
What's new in your world? Did you try any summer recipes that were hits?
Well, we brought back our strawberry salad.
Okay, that's a hit.
It is a hit.
For sure.
So that'll probably just be around a few more weeks.
Right.
And then that will be done. Yeah.
And then we get into the meatier, chunkier foods.
Yes.
Always fun. Love it. How about you, Jen? Tell us about you.
Well, I'm still just down there at Spiral Brewery, and our patio season never ends. Our rooftop patio is open all year round with a tent over it to keep you warm. We're just brewing and selling and distributing beer as your very own locally owned and operated tap room that is a distribution brewery that is women owned and operated.
So the Downtown Business Association is a group of businesses that is formed to really promote the whole area of downtown Hastings, and there's so much to promote, isn't there?
Yes,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're a membership organization, so all of the businesses that you see on our website or as our sponsors mostly are members of our group. And that includes most of the businesses downtown and even some businesses outside of the downtown core are members because they see the strength in bringing business to Hastings. And that's our whole mission, is to bring vitality of business to our downtown district. But one of our strong core beliefs is that we all do better when we all do better. So we just want to keep people coming to Hastings and coming back. So,
well, how was the summer? I chat with Christy Bars from the Chamber a lot, and she was talking about, from her eyes, the downtown area was really bustling with a lot of summer tourism.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of foot traffic.
And how do you as businesses monitor that? I mean, I'm sure you have regular people that come into your businesses, but is it hard to spot somebody that is maybe from out of town that's there on a little tour or
I feel like probably in our businesses, and actually even in retail, I feel like you just kind of strike up a conversation with people and ask where they're from. And most people are pretty free about saying where they're from. Some people will just say Twin Cities, but or Northern Twin Cities, but some people will actually say what part of the Twin Cities they're from.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people traveling.
Are they coming through town, or did they come to Hastings as a destination?
Both. And we have a lot of visitors that are going to Treasure Island that stopped through on their way. I know Tasha and I are just present all the time, so we actually get to hear those conversations. We get to have those conversations. So for us, it's anecdotal, but it's also, it feels like hard data because we're like collecting it ourselves. A lot of folks have been coming up from Iowa because they heard that it's just a couple hour drive, just a few hour drive, but it's like a really nice river town. And now that Dakota County finally closed that Mississippi River Greenway, I've seen so many more bikers come through. I think this has been like the summer of biking, with e-bikes and regular bikes too.
Wow.
I don't know. That's been more especially since you can bike from Minneapolis all the way down to Hastings.
Yeah, I saw probably 10 or 15 bikes in town this morning.
This morning. I know, I was just going to say that, yeah.
That's really exciting, and that's wonderful to hear.
And a lot of our traffic is not from town. It's really easy to spot people that are not from Hastings because that's the majority of the people coming in.
Okay.
I feel like we've made a few reels or... social like videos, media.
Yeah.
We've made favorite city to stop in. So
yeah.
That's been fun too to see.
Yeah, I bet. And
yeah, kind of influencers are mentioning Hastings now. Yeah.
Oh gosh, that is really cool. Mm. And as the summer kind of turns into fall, is there a shift downtown? You don't have the foot traffic probably as much in the middle of the week or what?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like September, we kind of notice a shift, people going back to school and just, you know, people's lives having a little bit more structure. But yeah, it's also nice having that fall weather and being out of the heat a little bit too.
Yeah, and we do see some traffic from, you know, leaf peepers, like Tesha was kind of saying, and then apple orchards or Carpenter Nature Center. A lot of folks are traveling to this area because we are such amazing place to be.
Yeah.
So.
And the Carpenter, Carpenter Nature Center.
And they're such a good partner with our downtown district. Yeah. Yeah, we also, as everyone knows, we put a lot of energy into our events between, well, all summer for the car shows, but from like now until the new year, we really focus on bringing people downtown to shop for holidays, to stick around local, to make sure to support their local businesses so that our economy can thrive here. So we spend a lot of our energy throughout the summer like focusing on those events as the Downtown Business Association.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that you have coming up. You mentioned the car shows. Oh my gosh. And those are still continuing.
They never end, it feels like.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. But it's been really fun, and what a great
amazing.
Draw.
Amazing. Yeah. And that's where we see a lot of outside of Hastings traffic because it's such a niche market.
And those have grown every year, right?
Yeah. Yes. We enjoy them, I feel like, downtown on Sundays. We don't need as many volunteers. I know that's kind of the question that gets brought up a lot. People don't understand why they're not on Saturdays anymore. But we try to let people know the reason we switched to Sundays after COVID was the amount of volunteers we needed to do a hard shutdown on a very busy already Saturday was very challenging. And we needed probably 3 times more the volunteers just to make that shift and to make it happen on Saturdays. So having it on Sundays has been easier transition for all of us. And we're all business owners and we're trying to run our businesses that run these events downtown. So it's been great. We have 2 more. We have one Sunday, the 21st. And then the last one will be the 2nd Sunday in October, which is October 12th.
Yeah. And they've been wildly successful. Even there was one that we like almost got rain for and we still filled the street. So it's really been a great summer of car shows. And just a really quick shout out to Howard Schaffner at St. Croix Collision, who's a Downtown Business Association member, even though his business is in the industrial park, and he leads all of the car shows. We plan them all together, but he guides the day of. And I'll speak for Tasha in this. We are so grateful for him because he gets it. He knows cars, he knows car shows, he knows car people. And we just like let him go with it because we're good at like doing the job, but we need someone to tell us what to do sometimes.
So car shows have been another success for the downtown. I think it's, I like the Sundays personally because it's a more laid back feel.
It's a little easier. I think. Just like,
I think it's
Sunday morning.
Great. Yeah, I think it's been just great. Well, as summer switches into fall, we have a lot of things coming up that you wanted to highlight. And as you mentioned, Hastings is a destination for so many people, but we need people that live in Hastings to realize what our little gem of a town has to offer. So who wants to kick it off? We have something actually in September that you'd want to wander downtown for.
Yeah, our retailers are putting on a retail-focused event. They've done it for the last few years. On September 27th, which is a Saturday from 10 to 5, we'll have the Main Street Market Fall Festival in downtown Hastings. And that, again, is retail-focused. They're going to have some little family-friendly events throughout their shops and just stuff to do. Things to shop for, sidewalk sales, fall themed specialty foods and cocktails maybe in our restaurants.
There will be a couple food trucks as well, I believe.
Yeah, a reason to be outside on a beautiful fall Saturday.
So lovely. And
then when it ends at 5, you can always patronize the ice cream shop or
for sure.
the Bustinut or Spiral Brewery or
Perfect.
Level Up Games.
Oh, fun, fun, fun. So that's again September 27th, which is a Saturday, and it runs from 10 until 5. How can we be talking about the end of September?
I know.
What?
Well,
what?
Just to shock you a little bit more, we're going to tell you a little bit about Halloween, too.
What? Good gravy. Well, I'd love to hear about Halloween because the downtown really knows how to celebrate.
We do. We have so much fun. This is another full street shutdown, which we like to do for the safety of our trick-or-treaters all over because we have thousands of kids downtown. We have a bunch of activities all throughout each block of 2nd Street. We have participating organizations from around the city. Many churches or nonprofits are coming and hosting stations. We're going to have trick-or-treating. It is a candy crawl, the Downtown Business Association Halloween candy crawl.
Oh.
So you get to go into every business and say trick-or-treat and grab your piece of candy. And some of them
what
will have
What is the
activities.
Age limit, please?
I don't think there is one.
We've
oh,
had,
good.
We've
I'm going to wear a
all
mask.
Ages. We've
oh,
had,
okay.
We've had littles, all the littles. I had a little guy in like a claw machine and a cart last year that was so stinking cute. Couldn't quite walk all the way by himself. But then we also had a band of witches on bikes who seemed to be in their mid-years. So lots
like
of
50s, you mean? Mid-years?
I'll yeah. let the listener decide what mid-years
means.
Yeah.
40s, 50s? Okay.
But it is family fun, but it's all ages fun, too. Because,
so fun.
Thank you. Well, we'll have lots of fun going on the street with a trunk or treat. And if you want to participate in the trunk or treat, you can contact staff at hastingsmn.org because we actually partner with the chamber to host this event. We should tell you the date. It's Sunday, October 26th.
Okay. Perfect. And you know, the good part is we get to wear our Halloween costume more than once.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those are creative or expensive or both.
Exactly.
And
you want to
be
able
to
get your money's
worth. Yes. Yeah. Love
get
it. Your money's worth out of it.
Well, that'll be super fun. So we're already into the very end of October. Please say that we're going to talk about November also, I hope.
Well, we are so excited. I always say to Tasha at the end of November, I'm like, we need to remember that this is the busiest month of the year. Every year I'm like just wiped out after because we put everything into it because we want to be busy. And then it happens and there's so much going on every week because we're building up to, number one, the Gobblegate, which is in our beautiful front yards, our downtown Hastings businesses front yards. But then the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Small Business Saturday.
Is Small Business Saturday. And we host the Holiday Hoopla, which started 14 years ago.
Amazing. Well, yep. Let's talk about that because that's turned into such a great tradition and it really has grown. And I know, Tasha, you are nuts about lights. And so you've really made us appreciate how beautiful the downtown can be all lit up. Let's hear about this wonderful event.
Yeah. So it is Saturday, November 29th. We have everything listed on hastingsdba.com. Is the easiest place to find everything. As far as all day, it pretty much starts at 8:30 in the morning.
Let's run down the list. I would love for our listeners to hear everything that's going on.
So,
details are subject to change, listeners.
Yes, they are subject to change, but this is
pretty solid.
8:30 to 11, we have breakfast with Santa at Lock and Dam Eatery. You do need a reservation.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure if it's going to be online. I do believe last year she had you call in, so I don't know if online is going to be an option or not. From 8:30 to 12, there's going to be photos with Santa at the studio downtown.
Nice.
With Genie Tribe Photography. From 9 to 5, there's going to be a craft and vendor fair at the American Legion.
That's
I'm
nice.
Not sure where they're at with vendors, but if you would like to be a vendor, you need to contact them. They take care of it, which is amazing, so that I don't have to. 10 to 12 p.m., there's a coloring contest at Spiral Brewery, which is always a huge hit. 10 to 4 p.m., paint and glaze ceramic ornaments at Squeaky Wheel Pottery. 10 to 5 p.m., we have holiday music playing just in the streets of downtown Hastings.
Oh, I love it.
11 to 4 p.m., there's also an arts and crafts fair at Art Space River Loft. 11 a.m., there's free chili at Art Space River Lofts, as long as supplies last. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., hot cocoa at Geek Haven. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., cookie decorating at 2nd Street Depot. 11:30 a.m., holiday music sing-along at Spiral Brewery. 12 to 4 p.m., horse and wagon rides on 2nd Street.
That's so magical.
It really is.
12 to 4 p.m., gourmet s'mores at Oliver's Grove. 1 to 2 p.m., story time with Mayor Marion down at the studio downtown. 2 to 4 p.m., photos with the Grinch at the studio downtown.
Oh.
2 to 4 p.m., strolling Santa and Mrs. Claus on 2nd Street.
What? They have time for that?
You know, they carve it out just for the Eastings
DBAs. That is so nice.
I have to get them a year in advance.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. That is so nice.
They're very busy.
Yeah.
4:45 p.m., the elementary school choirs and spiral singers will be at the pavilion.
Lovely.
And this, of course, is the big one for me, is the 5:15 downtown lighting on 2nd Street when we light up downtown.
Okay, well, tell your story. Give the background about that because you should be very proud of yourself. You've worked very hard.
So we needed new decorations on the light poles. So that is where I started, was the snowflakes. And then from there, we added lights on the tops of the buildings two or three years ago.
Yeah.
And then last year we added Sibley.
Pretty
so
cool.
So we try to do it all at the same time. Sometimes there's maybe a little hiccup for about a half a second.
I think only we noticed that, though.
But, yeah.
And listeners, if you have not been down and seen these
when
gorgeous
it all
lights,
comes on, yeah.
Or just when they're on throughout
for
the
sure.
winter, take a drive downtown.
Yeah.
Lovely.
It's a pretty big deal when they all come on, though. It's for
and
me
that,
anyway.
We noticed. And then at 5:30, there is the annual tree lighting at City Hall. And that really is something that is so special.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, it's such a great kickoff to the holiday season.
So
and
cool.
We want to encourage people to feel the holiday magic and shop local. And remember that our local businesses in Hastings really make Hastings so special.
Yes. And we do have a few new businesses downtown. So make sure to come mm-hmm. down and check out our new businesses as well as shop local, like you said, during the holiday season and throughout the year.
Tell us about the new businesses.
Well, we have a few new boutiques. We have a new ice cream shop.
No, I've heard. No.
And we have a new quilt shop coming into downtown, as well as the Integrated Body Center. And they're kind of an all-encompassing wellness center.
Yeah.
And their grand opening is actually coming up here pretty quick.
First Friday in October,
yeah,
I believe it's
the third.
Yeah.
So be sure to come down and see what's new. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on. Thanks to the city and their facade improvement grant, we've had a lot of buildings just be restored. We have that new mural on the side of the quarry that they so generously dedicated to Hastings.
That's been a huge draw, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And we just have great outdoor seating. We have great aesthetics. We have such wonderful people all over downtown. So please come say hi to us.
How long will the parklets be out, please?
Well, it depends on who you are, but they're allowed to be out until October 31st, basically.
Okay, perfect.
So
mine will come down first.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm in the shade. So
yeah,
unless
that is so true.
Unless it's perfect weather, people just don't sit out there.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, sure. I don't get the sun, but Spiral and El Mexican do. So generally that's where people sit this time of year because it is sunny.
Yeah. Okay. And people visit us for less time, like me specifically at the brewery. You come in for a beer or two.
Okay.
You're not, you know,
yeah.
having a
and
meal
the,
with
and the sun
family.
Is just different this
it
time
is
of year.
So different.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know what remains the same? You two and your dedication to the Downtown Business Association. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Tasha Nelson, Jen Fox, and Pop Your Heads Downtown. There's always something going on in wonderful, historic, beautiful downtown Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.